Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
No doubt Roger Goodell will be descending on Miami early, just as hundreds of TV and radio stations and the countdown begins to Chiefs and Niners in Super Bowl 54. And I'm excited. I think it'll be a lot of fun these next couple weeks talking about the various storylines, and the word redemption keeps coming to mind. So I'm asking you to fill in the blank. This Super Bowl matchup is what? What comes to mind? And a lot of you are coming up with some bombastic words, some great adjectives that I might borrow as someone who loves vocabulary. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning to you. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope that your championship Sunday was as worth celebrating as the Niners and the Chiefs breaking some pretty long droughts as they head back to football's promised land. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We're going to go through some of the highlights, the fun moments, the big reaction from both Arrowhead Stadium and Levi's Stadium. But so you know, the last time that the Kansas City Chiefs won a Super Bowl or made a Super Bowl appearance was the 1969 season. It was Super Bowl IV. Chiefs over the Vikings. The final score was 23-7. No, I don't remember. No, I wasn't around, but I had to look it up. Dave is laughing at me because I'm clarifying. You know there's somebody out there who thinks if I don't clarify that, yes, in fact, I remember it. 1969 season, Super Bowl IV, Chiefs beat the Vikings 23-7 at Tulane Stadium in New Orleans. So predated the Louisiana Superdome, which now has a different name. Bobby Bell was part of that Super Bowl win, and I remember interviewing him on Radio Row a few years ago. Had such amazing stories. He had never missed a Super Bowl except for one in all of his time. Waiting and waiting and waiting for the Chiefs to get back there. And he was on the podium to introduce Clark Hunt and to hand out that Lamar Hunt trophy. Awesome moment for him as someone who still lives in the Kansas City area 50 years later. We spoke to a member of the Kansas City media in our first hour. I would love for you to go back and check out that conversation with Mick Schaefer. He was at Arrowhead Stadium for 18 hours on Sunday. And I asked him if he'd crossed paths with anyone who was a fan of that team in Super Bowl IV or who remembers that vividly. And he said they actually crossed paths with a cheerleader, a Chiefs cheerleader from Super Bowl 40, who's now in her late 70s, early 80s. See what I mean? An opportunity for redemption for that Chiefs franchise. A long time coming. So congratulations. Not to mention Andy Reid, 15 years since he was there with the Eagles. I believe he will be a sentimental favorite in Miami. But there are certainly the same redemption storylines, maybe not the same drought for the Niners. But it's only their second Super Bowl appearance since the 1994 season. Remember, they lost to Baltimore after the 2012 campaign. That was actually our first Super Bowl as a network here on CBS Sports Radio. They last won, though, Super Bowl 24, when it was the San Diego Chargers, and it was Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami. Not to mention Kyle Shanahan, the last time he was in a Super Bowl was the Falcons' collapse against the Patriots, 28-3 in Houston. And I mentioned this earlier. I've written about it. I've talked about it on the show. I certainly did then. That was the Super Bowl that I attended in person. And as I was leaving my seat, I got out to the concourse, and Kyle Shanahan walked right by me. He was just with a couple of guys, a couple of security guards, maybe somebody else from the Falcons organization. His face, the devastation, the regret, the confusion, the disappointment. It was all plain as day on his face. His face told the story. I'll never forget seeing him as I left my seat after that Super Bowl loss. It was the largest collapse in Super Bowl history. And now he gets a chance to go back in his first head coaching job, though he has been a lifer in football. And it was really amazing to see his dad hand him the NFC Championship trophy on Sunday after the Niners had closed it out.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I mean, just to get a trophy handed you by anyone is really cool. But especially, you know, Jed making my dad an honorary captain. And Jed told me it was special for his mom when his uncle handed them her a trophy before they win. And Jed planned all that and did that. And it was pretty cool to, I didn't know what was going on, but it was pretty cool that it happened there at the end. It was pretty special.
As you can imagine, all kinds of emotions. And so it's really cool to see this matchup, I think, because it's fresh blood. We've had some of you who think it's the start of a new era in the NFL. And think about the exciting talent that will be on the field in Miami. Patrick Mahomes for one. But how about Raheem Mostert? You want to talk about a story. Undrafted, cut by a half dozen NFL teams, was about to get cut by Kyle Shanahan in the Bay Area. And Shanahan reconsidered. Mostert kept fumbling, but they decided to throw him on special teams. They felt like he was talented, give him an opportunity. And now look at him. His own slice of history. We're asking you to fill in the blanks this morning. This Super Bowl matchup is what? Again, you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on Facebook. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the Tennessee Titans on what was an amazing run. They needed every last week of the regular season just to get into the playoffs. And then they take down a pair of Giants in New England and Baltimore on their way to their first AFC championship game since the 2002 season. And they jumped out to a double-figure lead twice in the first half. We saw them with a 10-point lead. And initially playing that ball control game. In fact, they opened the second quarter with a 9-minute drive. And while the Chiefs don't need as much time with the ball, once again, they found themselves in a big old hole. And we could go back and we could look at the points at which the momentum shifted. I feel like the way the defense stuffed the Tennessee offense after the Tyreek Hill 20-yard touchdown catch. The defense then coming back and giving the ball to Patrick Mahomes and the offense again right away. To me, that was important. They didn't have to sit on the sidelines, meaning the Chiefs offense, through another 9-minute drive or potentially get into the locker room at halftime without having touched the ball again. Because the defense went out there, put pressure on Ryan Tannehill, stopped Derrick Henry, and got the ball right back to Patrick Mahomes and the offense. And then we got to see end of the first half, our first real display of the Mahomes magic.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run.
It was phenomenal, all right. It was one of those jaw droppers, similar to what we saw from Deshaun Watson against the Bills. Remember, it was overtime when he did it, and he was nearly dragged to the ground. He pulls off this perfectly executed, perfectly timed spin move. That was a signature moment. Well, this was another one of those signature moments. Now, It wasn't seven consecutive touchdown drives like what they had against the Texans a week ago. But it showed the versatility. He was actually the leading rusher for the Chiefs on Sunday. And that particular run was the longest of his season. So he scrambles around left end. He goes up the sidelines. Nobody forces him out of bounds. And then he gets those final 3 yards. And there are three different Titans that attempt to tackle him, but they cannot bring him down. His momentum carries him forward. Wasn't just the longest rushing touchdown of the season, but also of his career. He's got more rushing touchdowns in the postseason than every other Chiefs quarterback combined. You know how many they combined for? Zero. That's quite a nerd alert. I got that from NFL research, and that's pretty funny. Mahomes is a new era. In and of himself, he is a new era. He's a new breed, and he is highly entertaining. If you knew nobody else in this Super Bowl matchup, Mahomes would be worth tuning in. And as the reigning NFL MVP, as a guy who fans already know, even if you're a marginal fan, you already know that Mahomes is a guy you want to watch. It's great that he's in the Super Bowl and that the Chiefs, with their versatile offense, with their misdirection, with their speed, with their sleight of hand, that quick strike ability, we get that on the Super Bowl stage. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. They can also beat you with the ball control game, though. There was a drive in the third quarter that stands out to me where they ran the ball on 10 of 13 snaps. They actually beat the Titans at their own game and only allowed the Titans to have the ball for 4 minutes in the third quarter. Sammy Watkins has his first touchdown since September 8th. I mean, that's what this offense can do. It can hurt you a variety of ways. And Andy Reid, last man standing again. He's only the seventh head coach in football history to lead two different teams to a Super Bowl, but he'll have another shot at winning the championship.
Big hearts. So they work hard, never give up. They're going to give you four quarters of honest football every snap. I appreciate that. They don't care about the score. They just bring it. And that's paid off for us the last couple of weeks.
However, my apologies to Andy Reid. I think he will be a sentimental favorite. My apologies to Patrick Mahomes and his dynamic play. My favorite moment of Championship Sunday came from the podium and someone completely different.
I'll tell you what, it's been 7 years coming, baby. I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to party!
That's it from here. The Chiefs are the AFC champions.
I love that Jim Nantz has no follow-up to Travis Kelce. He's jumping up and down, and the members of the Hunt family who are on the podium are jumping up and down. Bobby Bell is grinning like a Cheshire cat. So Travis Kelce lit up Arrowhead Stadium for one last time, and all Jim Nantz says is, "That's it from here." That is fantastic. So Travis Kelce then goes to the post game and he's wearing this, not only a shirt that has a smiley face on it, but a winter hat, a stocking cap that is emblazoned with a smiley face, a bright yellow smiley face. Yeah, they're all smiling and happy now. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Their first Super Bowl appearance in 50 years, a half century. And I hope that that's not what you woke up to, by the way, on your Monday morning, Travis Kelce yelling at you. Although I guess there are worse ways to wake up on a Monday. All right, coming up, it will be a battle of wills. Something's got to give in Super Bowl 54 because we know this high-powered, potent offense of the Chiefs is going to run into a brutal, physical, stifling defense in San Francisco. And boy, did they try something different on Sunday against the Packers. Oh, it worked to perfection. Chiefs and Niners. This Super Bowl matchup is what? You can fill in the blank. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. This tweet is a different idea. It's millennial. And also on our Facebook page, Good Morning, It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Kendrick Bourne in a bunch formation. Debo behind Emmanuel, the point of the bunch. They're going to gun run. Mostert off the left side, breaks a tackle. 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! San Francisco! Three receivers are tight left, three receivers right. Debo goes in jet sweep motion. They give it to Mostert off the left side, gets wide. A stiff arm on Martinez. Down the sideline, Raheem Mostert does it again! Kittle and Bourne are tight left, just outside of Staley. Garoppolo got a handoff to Mostert, a cutback run. 10, 5, touchdown! San Francisco, Raheem Mostert has the hat trick in the first half. Garoppolo under center from Green Bay's 23-yard line. Juszczyk at a true eye. They're going to run it again. Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge left, cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has four rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history.
It's a football feeding frenzy. After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Raheem Mostert, one touchdown for each of the Niners' wins a year ago. They were 4-12 last year, and now here they are headed to Super Bowl 54. Also, until the fourth quarter, Mostert had the same number of touchdowns as Jimmy Garoppolo had completed passes. This was some kind of a game plan for Kyle Shanahan. And Garoppolo executed to perfection, but more importantly, Raheem Mostert did. In the first half alone, he had 160 yards and three touchdowns. No one's ever done that before in a playoff game, but he finished with 220 yards and four scores. And it was his ball control and the run game of the Niners that not only kept it away from Aaron Rodgers, but also wore out that Packers defense. And credit Kyle Shanahan, because he knew coming in, not only could he see it, but the evidence was there with the numbers, that Matt LaFleur's defense was near the bottom of the NFL in terms of stopping opponents' run games.
For the most part, it seemed like we were playing a good bit of single safety defense. And when you're in single high, you shouldn't be able to run the ball like that. And I think I looked up one time and saw that Mostert had 20 carries for 200 yards. And that is not going to get it done, not in this league, especially when you know that they're going to try to run the football coming into this game.
And how many other quarterbacks would be psyched with handing the ball off all game and only throwing eight pass attempts? So Garoppolo threw a pass with about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter and didn't throw another one until the fourth quarter. And yet they are on to Super Bowl 54, and the Niners, they demolished the Packers again. This is the second time they've met this year. The defense and the run control, the ball control game, able to keep the Packers scoreless in that first half yet again, and not just beat them on the scoreboard, but put them in, you know, in a deep hole. Not that they were defeated going into the halftime locker room, but man, talk about a somber atmosphere. Meanwhile, Garoppolo can joke about his role in the offense.
Got to talk to Kyle or something, man. You know, it's just we were running the hell out of the ball tonight. It was made my life very easy back there. So I think we had like eight pass attempts. So it was a fun night.
Garoppolo actually did have a QB rating that was over 100, even though he finished with 77 yards and 6 for 8 passing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Greg Papa is the play-by-play voice of the Niners Radio Network. And for good reason, a lot of attention on Raheem Mostert. He is one of our candidates for Monday MVP. And he was a guy that almost got cut by Kyle Shanahan. He was undrafted. He'd already been cut by a half dozen other teams. He had to earn his spot. And now look at him on this stage.
I can't believe that I'm in this position right now, and I did the things that I did tonight, and I would like to thank God first and foremost for blessing not only myself but everybody in the organization to be in the position that we're in. to get the win and to move on to Miami, you know, my home state. And, you know, I can't believe it that I'm still being able to play, you know, at my home state. This is so surreal right now.
Sammy Watkins also talked about being able to play at home in Florida. So it's kind of fun when you know you're going to a place where you're going to have family and friends, although you have to deal with the ticket requests. Every player I've ever talked to about the Super Bowl experience remarks on the ticket requests and all the demands on your time in that week leading up to the game. And so once they're in Miami, it becomes a bit of a circus and it's hard to kind of get away and really prep. And that's what this next week is all about. The flip side of it, though, there's the thrill of victory. There's also the agony of defeat. And while Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if he was taking a shot at Mike McCarthy, though a lot of people interpreted that way. While he did say this year rekindled his love and his passion for football, he definitely recognizes his own football mortality.
It's a little raw right now, for sure. But it definitely hurts, I'd say, a little more than early in the career, just because you realize just how difficult it is to get to this spot. And with all the changes this offseason and with all the installation of a new system and a new program, to get to this point, you felt like it was something special.
It was. And the Packers deserve a ton of credit. Matt LaFleur deserves a ton of credit. It was a resurgent season for them. And as much as it hurts for it to end like this, like the Titans, they were one of the final four teams standing. And there were 13 wins in the regular season. There was a bye, a two seed, playoff football back at Lambeau Field for the first time in 3 years, and a trip to the Bay Area on Championship Sunday. I thought it was interesting. He was asked about the disparity between the Packers and Niners. So the one seed and the two seed in the NFC. And yet it felt like a mountain, considering how the Packers performed against the Niners, or how they didn't perform against the Niners this season. That mountain certainly looks to be huge, that mountain they have to climb to get to where the Niners are.
Well, it looks pretty big. You know, they got us a couple times, but I don't think it's that big. I think we're really close. I think we're just a little more consistent performance away from consistently playing with these guys. We got them at their place twice. I've said this before, you know, we got to get one of these at home. It's a different ball game. It's different, you know, playing in 20 degree weather and snow, cold and wind is a different type of game than playing here.
They take pride in that. And now they've got a taste of it. And I think for both the Packers and the Titans, considering what we saw this year, the future is bright. Though they do have personnel questions to address. In the case of the Titans, what about Derrick Henry? I mean, how much are you going to pay if you want to keep him around? What about the quarterback position? What about Ryan Tannehill? And so we'll hear from Tannehill and Henry as well. The Titans and Packers have a lot to be proud of, though it certainly doesn't feel that way on the Monday after. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Jason says the Super Bowl matchup is bananas. You guys are coming up with all kinds of good words. So either on Twitter or on our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning to you. The Monday after Championship Sunday, lots to talk about. The countdown to Miami begins.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Twist motion by the Titans with defensive pressure, but Mahomes has time here. He throws it long. He's got a man in the middle of the field. Watkins, 15, 10, 5, angling left. Touchdown, Kansas City, a 60-yard touchdown.
You know, Pat's the leader of the team, and everybody knows that, and they all respect him for it. He knows how to handle it, and that's why we're here.
I've been blessed to be in a great situation with a lot of great football players and coaches around me. I think that's the biggest thing is from day one, I've been accepted to go out there and be who I am. And my teammates, they've responded by being great every single day. And so for me, like I said, I've been put in a great situation, and I just try to maximize it every single day.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
safe to say he has changed the direction of the Kansas City Chiefs, changed the expectations for this franchise now into its first Super Bowl in 50 years. But for Patrick Mahomes, he could be the first NFL player ever to win a league MVP and a Super Bowl ring before the age of 25. No one else has ever done that. He's a unique talent with a unique style, and he is worth the price of admission. He's the reason why people watch. And the NFL knows that, which is why they've marketed him, which is why they put a lot of his games on national TV. But I'm still blown away by the fact that a couple months ago, this guy was nursing a dislocated kneecap. He's writhing in pain. It's popped back in on the field for all of us to see. He misses a few weeks, although within a couple of weeks, it felt like he was already running up and down the sidelines and celebrating with his teammates. And when he came back and when they got into a groove and when the defense finally gelled, remember the defense was rebuilt this year with more than half of the guys, new starters at their positions. But once they hit that groove, 8 consecutive wins, and the Chiefs are now headed to Miami.
Being able to do it at home, being able to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy here and do it for the fans and everybody like that was awesome. We fell short last year, and we learned from it, and we built every single day, and now we have the chance to go to Miami and get the ultimate goal, which is the Super Bowl.
You gotta fight for your right. I know, it doesn't sound nearly as good when it's me and not Travis Kelce. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio, sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. I would say the majority of you who found me, and hundreds of you have responded on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks for that. I think many of you are excited like I am. And part of it's new storylines, part of it's different people, part of it's some of the unexpected. I mean, think about it. Just start the year, the San Francisco 49ers were coming off a 4-12 season. And while there was a lot of promise there, we needed to see them do it. For the Chiefs, man, they started out slowly. They were one of the big surprises of the first half of the regular season when they weren't themselves, and then they lost their MVP. But man, look at them now. And a full circle year for the Kansas City Chiefs from where they were last January to where they are now.
Mahomes magic!
D Ford, offsides penalty away, potentially, from getting to the Super Bowl last year. And now how about this? D Ford is heading to the Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers. Seriously.
This is a round of offsides. Was I?
I shouldn't laugh. The poor guy was, he was obviously so frustrated. But, I mean, it's so funny to hear his reaction. Anyway, I'm happy for him. From the category of you can't make this stuff up, the Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl, but so does D Ford. It's amazing. 855-212-4227. Andres in Washington, D.C. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
So my word, okay, so first of all, A-Law, you are eye candy, right?
What?
And my word for the Super
it's
Bowl.
It's radio. It doesn't matter what I look like, for God's sakes.
And my word for the Super Bowl is eye candy because of the fact that the innovations of the offense, the speed that's going to be on this field, the juggernaut of a defense that has to stop Patrick Mahomes. I believe that the Kansas City Chiefs defense is not as good as the San Francisco 49ers. And I believe that would be the difference of the game. I think the 49ers are going to win. That's my personal opinion. When it comes to Tom Brady, Jordan finished his career somewhere else. Montana finished his career somewhere else. I think a good fit for Brady would actually be either the Broncos or the Bears. And I don't know, how would you feel about that?
The Broncos, I think, are, unless I'm missing something, I feel like they've already got their quarterback of the future. They're pretty confident in Drew Locke. And I'm not saying he's Tom Brady, only that they have been through that aging quarterback thing. And I think that they are ready to develop a young QB. Now, I don't think you're going to have Tom Brady go to a situation where he's not the starter or competing to be the starter. So I don't think that's a fit. Plus, they already have Joe Flacco as their kind of veteran guy, unless they're planning on cutting him. So that one to me doesn't seem like the right fit. As for the Bears, I mean, I don't know if he's got any connections in there in Chicago. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears were kind of looking, although right now their company line is, you know, we're invested in Mitch Trubisky, and they definitely invested a lot. But yeah, that was a weakness for them this season for sure.
Okay. And I guess lastly, the parity in the league is what makes the NFL great. Without the controversy this year, you see all the numbers went up. It still rules. And, what did you feel about the baseball? Oh, no, we're not talking about baseball right now. Okay, I'm good.
Well, I spent a good portion of my show last week talking about baseball, so all you're going to do is check out the podcast. Yeah, in fact, if you're interested, I did an interview with a member of the Houston Astros, an employee, on Friday morning, and he was really good. So, Andre, you can check that out. I'll let you do that. But no, we're not talking about baseball right at this second. It's the Monday after Championship Sunday, 855-212-4227. And then you can also vote for your Monday MVP. So if you want to fill in the blank, how would you do it? Either on Twitter or Facebook, we're asking you to fill in the blank about the Super Bowl matchup. First blush. These two teams, Chiefs and Niners, are what? I don't mean your predictions, and yet many of you must pass them on, I guess. Ryan says, the Super Bowl matchup looks great. Halftime show not looking so good. I mean, people keep asking me, am I excited about the halftime show? Usually I'm updating my notes and getting halftime stats at the break, and so I'm not always paying attention. But, I mean, I think Jennifer Lopez is phenomenal in the way she's continued to stay relevant over the course of her career. And Shakira should be fun, too. So it'll be high energy. That's not why I watch or don't watch. So it doesn't really matter. It's going to be on my TV. Brian says the Super Bowl matchup is as it should be. These are the two best teams. Okay, have a little more excitement and enthusiasm. Bust out, Brian. It's Monday morning. You can do this. Let's see. Mike says it's wrong. The best quarterback was when the Ravens got knocked out. It's wrong. It's the wrong matchup. Oh, my goodness. Although Mike goes on to say, a great matchup? Seriously, the 49ers have no chance. Somehow, I don't think that's the case. Defense travels. If you got a strong defense, you always have a chance. Jason says, we're staying up for us early birds. So he's just weighing in now on this Monday morning. I hope so. And I know, I get it. There are a lot of people that think it's not fair that the Super Bowl starts so late. I mean, it's what starts at 6:30 or something like that Eastern time. So if you're anywhere else, I mean, Central time, Kansas City time, the Super Bowl will kick off at 5:30. West Coast time, the Super Bowl will kick off at 3:30. And that's not early. So let's not be all East Coast bias here. I understand it takes a little bit longer. Gosh, I mean, we should be ready for that after the college football national championship. But it's worth it, and it's once a year, and it's the event. It's the premier event in sports, but also the most watched TV program of the entire year across any genre. So it's worth it. You can be tired for one day. It's going to be all right. I do it every day, all week. Mike is echoing what we're seeing from a lot of people. The Super Bowl matchup is a sea of red. Yes, it is. In fact, both stadiums did themselves proud yesterday. Arrowhead Stadium, there's one point at which they were on the podium, they're setting up the podium, and the confetti is falling so thick that you can't even see the fans behind them. So snow angels in the confetti, pretty amazing. And then Levi Stadium, too. For a long time, even after they first opened it, it was empty. There was no reason the fans felt like they had to go to Levi Stadium. And now look at it. I mean, it's been such an incredible rebuild for them with Kyle Shanahan. But they had to be patient. They had to wait. Imagine if they were the Cleveland Browns and they fired Kyle Shanahan after the first year. Oh! Derek's listening in North Carolina. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
Good. So I just wanted to talk about
Wait, hold on. You have to turn down your radio so I don't have to hear me twice.
It's awesome.
Cool.
So I just wanted to talk about how in three consecutive playoff rounds, a quarterback has won without throwing over 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that's the recipe for a Super Bowl victory?
I don't think that you're going to get that from the Chiefs. So if the Chiefs win, that's not going to happen. And I'm not sure that the Niners can stick to it either. It was great because their defense was able to hold the Packers at bay until late. But the offense for the Kansas City Chiefs is a lot more balanced. In addition to that, right now they're locked in. And I know it's going to be 2 weeks, but the way they've played over these last eight games, they have so many ways they can hurt you. The versatility of the Chiefs offense, they can go horizontal, they can go vertical. They're constantly running these motions and misdirections. The jet sweep, we saw a bunch. But Mahomes can also deliver it downfield. They've got guys who can stretch the field. Travis Kelce's a beast. I mean, I feel like if you look at their offense, they're going to score points. It may not be 50-something, 51, like they had against the Texans, but they're going to score points, which means the Niners probably won't be able to stick to having their quarterback, you know, only try eight passes.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, and I think that the first team to score 35 points is going to be the victor of this Super Bowl, and I really hope it's not the Niners. I'd like to see Andy Reid get him a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, I kind of feel like he's going to be a sentimental favorite. Though I think there will be people who are rooting for Kyle Shanahan as well after what he went through. Though maybe a little bit different because he's not with the same franchise anymore. But yeah, I mean, Andy Reid is one of those guys who's been around forever. He's a lifer. He spawned a whole bunch of different coaches, including Matt LaFleur, actually. John Harbaugh. I mean, there's a lot of coaches that have come from his tree that are successful. He's so respected and well-liked. And I think it's really amazing, too, the way that he continues to communicate and work with young people. I mean, a lot of times older coaches, they run into that communication barrier. They're not willing to adjust and change. And let you look at the rejuvenation that he's had with Mahomes as a quarterback. They're this odd couple, right? They look different. They talk different, but they work perfectly. And so it's been awesome to see. And yeah, here he gets another chance.
Absolutely. And then I wouldn't be a true Panther fan without bringing up Kyle Shanahan and the 28-3 Super Bowl loss, which was great for me. Thanks for your call, Amy Lawrence.
Well, how could it be great for you when the Panthers didn't win it? I mean, I get it. You enjoyed it because misery loves company, but it wasn't that great for you because your team still hasn't gotten back there. All right, Derek, thanks so much for your phone call. We'll see. We'll see what the Panthers can do in the first year with Matt Rhule. I, for one, would like to see a little more of the offenses than what we saw in the last Super Bowl, and I don't think that I'm alone, actually, though I don't want to speak for you. And defense does travel, and it wins championships, but I think it'll be fun if we get these two teams kind of being stretched on both sides of the ball. So, obviously, the Kansas City defense is going to have to continue to play as well as they have. They're going to need to stop the run like they did against the Tennessee Titans and Derrick Henry. But also, they're going to need to give the ball back to their quarterback so that he can go to work. And as for the Niners, I mean, one more game of that brute force, one more game of them kind of smashing, you know, their opponents at the line, and they'll be Super Bowl champions. But such cool, fresh blood. It's awesome to have new storylines. And I agree with Paul on our Facebook page. The Super Bowl matchup is super duper. All right, you can find us on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook. We've got our countdown to Miami that is now on. So get with the program. We'll talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.